You're gonna laugh. Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregor Minorino. It's still Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. Post-market wrap-up. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. This morning, as you all know, I did a piece for you guys on this GDP nonsense. We're in the negative. We're deep in the negative. Just strip out government spending on servicing the national debt. And we're negative. All the propaganda, the lies, the deceit, the distractions are taking off. It's exactly what you would expect to see in a failed state, a failed empire. And it's just not going to stop. Now, before we even get to the clown show that's about to unfold and is unfolding right now, I want to cover, this morning we did the whole GDP thing. It's fake. It's over. Now, with regard to some other stuff here, people, it's mind-blowing. Again, we'll talk about the markets and stuff when I go over what happened today with the Federal Reserve and what's going on with that. But let's just talk about a few other things. So, again, in your inbox, if you sub to the Freedom Platform, link below. Lions, from bad to worse in a nanosecond. Look at this headline here. Treasury says it won't have to increase coupon auction sizes for the next several quarters. Now, basically, if you read through this, all the numbers are there. Their own numbers are there. So what I did, I'm not even going to read to you these numbers. So what I did was do some very basic math. You see, math happens to be my weak point, but when the numbers are so blatantly, obviously shoved in your freaking face, it makes it very simple. So basically what's going on here, why is it that the Treasury won't have to increase coupon auction sizes for the next several quarters? Well, I'm going to read this to you. Lines, this above is happening because the Fed is now providing the funds for the Treasury to buy back its own debt, creating the illusion of demand. We've been speaking about this as of late. This is literally balance sheet alchemy backed by a monetized mirage. Now let's stop there for one second here. If the United States were functioning well and our GDP is increasing, why is it that the Treasury has to buy back its own debt? Because no one wants it. Because no one wants our debt. No one wants our dollars. What have I been saying? Well, since day one, I don't know, over 10 years, that the Federal Reserve is eventually going to be the lender and buyer of last resort. That's exactly the position they're in now. Not only is the Federal Reserve monetizing everything, issuing debt through one door in the form of currency, buying it back through another door, now they're using the Treasury as well. This is artificial demand for U.S. Treasuries. They're buying back their own debt with funds right from the Federal Reserve. Now, the setup, very simple. Let me just say this. So Treasury announces $125 billion in issuance next week, same as last quarter. So $89.8 billion is to fund maturing debt. Only $35.2 billion is new cash that has been raised. So how are they not increasing auctions despite higher deficits, endless war funding, and record spending? The Fed is backdoor funding the operation. It's so in your face. This is, and again, Scott Bessent, the same guy who President Trump is more than likely going to nominate as the new Fed chair, make that up. Now, this is how Babylon maintains the illusion of demand. This entire strategy / scam on We the People masks a complete breakdown of the natural buyers of U.S. debt. The Fed buying back its own debt with funds from the Federal Reserve. Imagine our shock. I wrote this at the end here. Without this financial sorcery, yields would spike and the bond market would collapse. And what's worse, they know it. So that's what's going on here. Never in my life would I have imagined I would see something like this. Now, let's move forward here with this private payrolls increase in July. You can't make it up. Again, in your inbox, if you sub to your Freedom Platform, link below. And just when you thought the lies were over, it gets even worse. U.S. private payrolls increase in July. This is an excerpt I copy and pasted right from this article. Right in this article, it says, though the labor market continues to slow. So let me just basically outline what's going on. So Lions, I wrote, This has seriously and sincerely become a game of grand deceptions, or maybe even something worse. The ADP jobs report, okay, this is what they're saying, 104,000 private jobs. After a revised decline of 23,000 in June, no correlation with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, then why does it consistently drop? This is almost without exception, a day or two before the Bureau of Labor Statistics report. Again, look what I wrote. We see this over and over and over again. Because it's meant to prep the market narratives. Now, this is how this scam is done. And I reveal it. I break down. It's all broken down here for you. I'm going to cover it just real quick. So this is how this scam works here. They raise expectation modestly to 104,000 versus 75,000 forecast. Then position Friday BLS number four, either a surprise strength or a soft but resilient language, is just optics. The labor market is slowing. They even admit it. Right there. Okay, if you were to read this article. Oh, you can't make it up, man. The labor market is slowing. They even admit it. So which is it? A stronger than expected gain or a continuing slowdown? They can't have it both ways, but they certainly do try. And I wrote here, this is how they paint lipstick on a rotting pig carcass. June revisions reveal the scam even more. Now, here's the breakdown with the June revisions. Originally reported at 33,000, revised minus 23,000. They revised last month up slightly to make the numbers look, well, less surprising. It's data laundering. No correlation with the BLS equals no credibility. If ADP openly admits there is no correlation to the BLS report, then the entire point of publishing this number ahead of Friday's report is psychological. Condition the herd and move the market. Lions. It's all a grand deception or something worse, perhaps devilism? That's exactly what it is. Bottom line, and this is all verifiable. Again, if you have this in your hand, you just look all this stuff up that I wrote here. See if Greg is lying to you, because Greg might be lying to you. Here, all verifiable. Wage growth is stalling. It's dead. People holding multiple jobs is increasing. Full-time jobs are declining. Okay, small businesses are cutting back. Participation in the workforce remains weak. Gig jobs and temp work are now being counted as real jobs. Imagine that. But this is, again, it just doesn't stop. The charade doesn't stop. But now comes the clown show. The clown show with the Federal Reserve. Again, it doesn't matter what they do anymore. You got the Fed in here buying all the debt, managing the yield curve. Funding the Treasury now to buy back its own debt that it issues. Make that up here. And let me tell you something. The world is watching. Why do you think we can't get one comprehensive deal? It has nothing to do, well, maybe a little bit to do with the fact that President Trump has backed himself into a corner and our nation into a corner here. Again, putting up these deadlines, he's willing to accept anything to maintain the optics. You and me are still paying an import tax. Oh, no, it's a tariff. It's an import tax on top of the dying dollar and everything else. So, again, so the Fed basically held rates steady. Now, this is a setup. Let the staged battle begin, and let's all laugh at the bad acting. Now, on the back of the Fed standing pat today, there was a little bit of a fear trade. You got a knee-jerk into the dollar. The Dow fell, not much. The S&P 500, just a little bit. The NASDAQ actually put on a gain. President Trump's AI action plan is driving cash into tech right now. And your jobs, they're all going to be taken away from this action plan that you wanted it. Executive order, action plan. You could even open your mouth. If you decided to speak out against the action plan, well, you got duct tape across your mouth. See, that's what an executive order is. When a president writes an executive order, that means they're over you. They're like a god, you understand? Overstand? So they're overstanding you. They tape your mouth and you can't do a thing about it. How does that work? This is America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. I don't think so. Gold got hit, silver got hit. Crude oil is still higher on President Trump's threat that he will consider sending not just defensive weapons, but offensive weapons to Ukraine. That's beautiful. You see yesterday's jump in crude oil, some people made a fortune over that 4% jump. You want to fund that, right? You want to send defensive and offensive weapons because Russia has been threatened by President Trump. If they don't make a peace deal, well, what's he going to do? Tariffs across the board, sky high, and of course their partners as well, and then we're going to fund more war. That's what you voted for, more war, right, from the anti-war president who's now talking about sending not just defensive weapons, but offensive weapons. That's where your cash is. That's where you wanted it to go, right? You thought all wars were going to end on the first day. You didn't drink that Kool-Aid, did you? Of course you didn't. Anyway, that's kind of where the market ended up. So let's cover this because it's an incredible thing. Again, let the staged battle begin, and let's all laugh at the bad acting. Lions, the Federal Reserve holds key rates, interest rates steady, defying Trump's demands for aggressive cuts. They're defying him. And now the circus act can really begin, a staged battle between Trump and the Fed. And here we go. Here's the breakdown. The staged battle. Let's see. Let's break down their roles here. First, let's start with Trump's role. Screams, cut rates, save the economy, MAGA, fighting the evil Fed, pretends to be pro-growth and anti-establishment. Now the Fed's role. Pretends to resist. We're resisting Trump's demands. Signals independence by holding rates, buys time while quietly manipulating liquidity, as we all know is going on here, with the Treasury now, and backdoor dovish policy. Again, they're manipulating the yield curve. They're pumping the system with more debt. The goal here, manufacture market drama, spark volatility, justify intervention, trap the people in digital chains. Trump and the Fed are not enemies, for those of you that really think they are. It's political theater. Where's the proof? Do you remember what happened last time? The Fed bankrolled and fueled Trump's first term with QE up the wazoo, zero rates and repo injections. And now they'll play the tug of war to distract from the engineered collapse. The staged battle provides cover. Perfect setup for emergency QE, digital stimulus, and yes, stablecoin token implementation. The real target? You. This fight that's about to happen, it already is, it's not about helping the economy. It's about triggering the next crisis so they can seize more control. It's all about control. Come on, guys. Trump will sell the central bank digital currency workaround. We're going to wish we had a central bank digital currency for these corporate stable coins, which he just signed into law. Totally unconstitutional. But you constitutionalists, you MAGA people, you like the token system, right? Because that's your guy who did it. And the Fed will reluctantly step in to save the market. I'm not calling the MAGA people out. I'm calling them in. I think some of them need a little smack. Light one, like a love tap right across the face over there, you know? So you can wake up just a little bit. Some of you won't. I can't believe it. I mean, I really thought that more of you would speak out, but you become mute. I don't know what's going on. You're all tough and you're all strong. Wearing those red hats, I've never seen a bigger bunch of crybaby wimps in the history of the world than these people. But again, I'm hoping that some of them are going to finally turn around and say no. When are they going to say no? I am a human being. I have worth. I'm not a slave to a fake president who obviously stole this election. All the elections are rigged anyway. We don't get to vote anything. All elections are stolen now. We people don't get to say anything. But if it's not your guy, then it's stolen. But if it is your guy, then it's not stolen because you think your vote counts. Make it up, man. Make any of this stuff up. You can't do it. Anyway, guys, listen. Love you with all I got. We covered a lot of stuff here. And I wanted to say thank you. Again, more people today, probably about another 50, at least took me up on my offer for the free trial for the Freedom Platform here. People, just take advantage of the free platform. That's it. I mean, people want to give you something for free. You don't want to take it. I don't know what to tell you. But so the past, that's going to be 2.5 days. About 250 people took me up on it. And I want to thank you for that. And you can earn yourself free subscriptions for freaking life by just sharing the work. Click, click, click. Share the work. Refer people. Click, click, click. Guess what? Free subscriptions for life out of this freaking Babylonian system. No commercials. No bots. No AI screeners. No censorship. You don't think it's worth free? I think it's worth free. You can do it free. Love you guys with all I got. I will see you guys and girls in the morning. Okay, share this work. Get it out there. For those of you Lions already over at the Freedom Platform, share all that stuff. Earn yourself free subscriptions. As many as you want. The more you share, the more you refer, the more subscription you get. Maybe you can even give one away too. Why not? Love you. See you in the morning.